Planet Rock.
Iron Maiden, of course, in a matter of days, will be headlining the Sunday night, closing the proceedings at Download 2016. Last night, the guys were live in Arnhem in Holland, which is where we join now Nico McBray. Nico, how are you, mate?
Dear boy. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, great big listening world out there. Yes, how are you all? How are you?
I'm very well, mate. It's been a while. In fact, the last time we sat down and chatted was for the B-side of the Empire of the Clouds picture disc.
Oh, yes. Yes, fantastic. I have yet to hear it. Actually, I have yet to see it. But looking forward very much to both of those experiences. Yeah, it was nice to chat to you about it. It was fantastic. Obviously, you've documented that on the B-side. And looking forward to hearing that.
As well as that, last time we chatted, we were talking about the Book of Souls release. It was about to come out in the UK. And I mean, amazing response. Number one in something like 25 countries.
I believe you're right. It might have gone up since we last spoke. Who knows? You just never know, do you? It's been a phenomenal success. You know, its proof is in the listening. Great album. It's been so well received around the world. And being able to go out and do this phenomenal tour, the Book of Souls tour, you know, we're doing six songs off the album, which is quite a lot for, when you go out and do a... Either you do the whole lot or it's usually three or four tracks off the new record, but we've got six offerings out off the Book of Souls. Empire of the Clouds, unfortunately, is not one of them. I mean, that's half the gig right there. You know? But it's been so well received, Paul. It's great. It's beyond our widest expectations, really. You know, it's our 16th studio album and, obviously 16th world tour in terms of supporting albums and stuff. But, it's been phenomenal, and the gigs are going so well. And the audiences are just phenomenal. They love it, you know. And Bruce is... I've got to be honest, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I've got to tell you, Bruce is my hero. We all know, well-documented, what he went through with his illness and whatnot. And then he comes out and he learns how to fly a 747. And it's so strange, because Bruce isn't a particularly big guy. You know, he's a strong lad, but when you go up to the flight deck and you see this massive big cockpit, and there's Brucey sitting there going, looking right, how you doing then, Nick? You all right? Want to see out front for the landing? Yeah, sure. You know, it's such a great thing to see Bruce actually, you know, having him on a 757, it's a lot smaller. But he's gone along, he's learned how to, you know, he's done all the exams. He had 100% on his written exam, which is hats off. He's my hero. He's fantastic. And then he gets up on stage. Believe me, he's... just listen to the performance of Death of Glory. And, he's just... That's just a little bit of what he gives in these live shows. And we're all having such a great time, mate. Planet Rock.